When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy House podcast.
We talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth.
So, how are you today?
I'm doing the best I can right now. I really am. I'm recovering from re-injuring myself, and it has been a experience to go through this rehab process once again. It has not been friendly to me, or I have not been friendly to myself during it, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I am on the lighter side of it. It's getting better each day, but I am very unhappy to be here again. I can't even cap about that.
Yeah, I was y'all gonna say, y'all mans then did it again.
I did it again, y'all. Hurt myself again.
Not letting his what even is it?
It is a pinched sciatic nerve, and I guess getting too active before it fully heals.
Yeah.
So it's my second time hurting it in, 4 months?
Yeah, because it takes months to heal. Six months, right?
It take at least 3 months to fully heal. And mm-hmm. I feel good for about a month and a half and think that I'm back. I'm straight. And boom, I get sidelined again for another. It take almost, 3 weeks to get me back walking normal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to chill. I'm not that great at just like
doing nothing.
So it's like, I don't know, I just feel like I gotta constantly be doing something. That's how I keep getting back here. But I'm gonna have to take this healing process for my body
more seriously,
extremely serious, if I want to see some real results. So
yeah, but you are way better than you were.
I'm better than I was last week.
Yeah,
so
that's all we can ask for.
I'm asking for a little more, I ain't gonna lie. How you feeling? I can't even play with your hair.
I know, I got
I reached over there and wasn't nothing there.
I know, I got it wrapped up. I'm doing just like you, as good as I can be. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with, you know, your re-injury, it requires more of me.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I think I was not allowing myself the space, like I was taking on more plus what I already was taking on. And you know, throughout this process, I've been learning to make sure I have the capacity, and not even for like day-to-day life stuff, like, you know, cleaning and cooking, but also conversations, also consuming things on the internet, because even though it may not seem like it, those things take up space in your mind. And I just been giving myself the space and the capacity that I need to give you and our family what we need during this time. Because I don't want to get burnt out. I hate feeling that way. I hate feeling like I want to quit. I hate being like, fuck this. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm giving myself the capacity and being here for you, you know, as your life partner. Because you deserve that. Also, I'm happy to be here having a conversation with you. I told you earlier, I think, I was like, I'm excited to sit down and talk to you. I know we have conversations. We talk literally all day, every day, but this is different. Like, I feel like it's quality time, low-key.
On the cool.
Yeah, so that's how I'm doing. I'm good. I'm good, y'all.
And how y'all doing from the cubes?
How everybody doing? Take a deep breath. Check in with yourself and ask yourself, how are you doing?
Don't know why I wanted to laugh so bad right there.
Why?
I have no idea. Just wanted to.
Don't do that.
I try not to laugh, because laughing makes my hip hurt even worse. So
you know what? I did arm day at the gym, and I'm holding this mic up just fine today.
You that strong? It already happened?
Yep. Yes, no, for real.
That's what they say. What were they saying? So with that out the way, what are we rapping about today?
Today we're talking about our inner world, the narrative that we have. Mm-hmm. I think this, I don't know if this sparked from a conversation on the podcast or off the record, but when I was just, I don't know if it was you or me, but one of us was like, we just make shit so much harder. Like, we make things so much harder in my head when, like, even as things are happening presently, or even as we think things are going to happen in the future, we play this narrative in our head where it's going to be so much harder than it actually is. And that holds so much power in how you perceive your reality, you know?
That's true. Our inner world definitely shapes it. Like you said, so many things be way worse in our mind than the actual doing of the activity.
Yeah.
I think we play the scenario out so many times in our minds that so many things that we maybe want to say to somebody, or so many things we may want to pursue, or expressing ourselves in some type of way, we won't do it because we believe so deeply in the audio or video diary of that situation we have trapped in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We won't ask this person. You won't ask the job for a raise because in your mind you've heard it or replayed it 1,000 times that they said, hell no, nah, nigga, you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we replay these events in our minds so many times that they become a reality all on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a reality.
Just they not are the, reality.
Yeah, just not the one you live in.
Yeah.
But they are a reality somewhere, mm-hmm. somewhere else, but not the one you actually live in.
Yeah.
And we have to separate ourselves from, like, so our inner world to what's actually real.
Yeah. One thing that I have learned is that, first of all, I'm an audiobook girl now, but I've been learning, like, about...
You just threw that out there, just...
Yeah, I'm an audiobook girl now. Because what I'm about to say is relevant.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've been learning about pain versus suffering. We cause so much more suffering on ourselves than it needs to be. So pain, right? We live mm-hmm. in our day-to-day lives. Pain is inevitable. We're going to experience some type of pain, whether it be physical, emotional. That's life. Things are going to happen.
Yeah.
But suffering is optional. Suffering is more so of a psychological, emotional pain or suffering that we cause upon ourselves. You know, we just talked about being in our head, having this negative narrative that we play out mm-hmm. that projects out onto the world. That's what suffering is. And so many of us are suffering because we keep replaying particular narratives, particular past experiences. So funny, I had a conversation at the coffee shop last week with a guy who was just saying our nervous system is a database of our experiences, of our pain, of our trauma, of our senses. And I really felt that. And I think it just really be so hard. It feels hard. It feels difficult to not move in the world without thinking of our past experiences, or living with that trauma, or living with those past experiences. I mean, because I do believe those experiences made us who we are, but we don't have to own them. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I believe so. I think there's the biggest problem is the judgment that comes from the replay.
Judgment, yes, yes, yes.
The judgment from the replay of the event.
Yeah.
We go through that event so many times, and each time we see it, we add another layer of why we're stupid.
Yeah.
For that, why we're not pretty enough, not handsome enough, mm-hmm, why we're mm-hmm. so many things. I think the judgment in the replay is what goes so bad, because when things go well and we replay that, we be like yes, hype, you highlight reel, you know what I mean? It's like where you find confidence in yourself as that replaying of good events in your mind.
Yeah,
that thing that tells you believe in yourself, you can do this. is because you've seen yourself do it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I recently was watching LeBron James' podcast, right? And he was talking about, like, when he's in, like, in a shooting slump or he just needs to, like, feel better about his game, he go watch his YouTube highlights. Literally, yeah. Like, literally going to a highlight reel of him doing well.
I can literally relate to that because whenever I watch my old YouTube videos, I'd be like, damn, I'm really the shit.
Really do this. Like, I hear my song, older song, like, I can really do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that when we replay these things with judgment, it makes it so bad. That's what creates the suffering.
That's a word. With judgment. And
judgment creates the suffering. That's what brings such all the pain and making us relive it.
Yeah.
Like you said, our nervous system stores everything that we go through. So you ain't even got to be physically in that situation anymore. You can be thousands of miles away from it.
Yeah.
You could be in the sand in Jamaica or wherever it is, somewhere beautiful, and have a flashback to that event. And that nervous system will make you start sweating. It will make you get into a little bit of a panic. It'll throw you into an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
It stores up everything. Like I said, that replay and with judgment is really what's catching us in that suffering.
You are so smart.
No. For me, that's what judgment is. What have I struggled with so much in my life? Self-judgment. Let me be clear. Self-judgment. I really didn't have too many, like, peers or, like, if my peers did judge me, I didn't feel it or didn't give a damn. But, like, my parents didn't too much judge me for anything I did. But I judge myself harshly on everything. I'm one of them people
relate.
I easily give grace to everybody else except me. And I don't give a damn what the occasion is. I don't give a damn how small the mistake is. If I make that mistake, I'm like a drill sergeant with myself.
You are. You worse. You worse than I am. Well, I can't say if you worse, but you do judge yourself pretty harshly.
On anything that I do. And it's such a toxic trait. I'm working my whole life to get over it or live with it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I ever truly get over it. But I know I have to find a better outlet for it because I have to live with it.
Yeah. I relate to that. I feel like I'm pretty judgmental when it comes to, like, just myself. But unlike you, I think that I'm recovering from being judgmental to other people. And it may not, and I think it's unconscious. I don't think I'm consciously going around judging people, not necessarily on how people look, because, but more so on people's actions. On their soul. And that's still not fair. Like, who am I to judge anybody on their actions, on their heart, and on their soul? But I think I do that because I see myself in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm judging other people harshly because I'm judging myself harshly. You know? And it comes to a point where the shit is just unconscious. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. And I feel like it was unconscious for such a long time, but now I'm beginning to be aware, especially like as a woman, you know, when I look in the mirror, probably as a human being, but of course I'm a woman, so I'm gonna speak from that experience. You know, I look in the mirror and immediately I'm tearing myself down and it's unconsciously. But like I said here recently, I'm beginning to notice, like, damn, like, you good? Like, you have to check yourself. Are you good?
It's one of them things. It's one of them joints. Like, you hear a thought come through the brain. You be like, whoop. Now, why the fuck would you say that? Like,
now, why would you say that?
Why would you say that to yourself right now? Like, shut the fuck up. Sometimes.
Shut up.
Have y'all ever told yourself just like, shut the fuck up?
Shut
up. I have so many times. I had to tell my hip is hurt, y'all. It remind me of that meme we saw. Black folks don't stay. We have a 2-story house. They say we got an upstairs and a downstairs.
We got an upstairs and a downstairs.
We got an upstairs. I'm sleeping downstairs because it's easier for me to get off the couch than to get off our bed because it's so low to the ground with my injury right now. And I had to sleep down here on the couch. I'm in a doghouse type shit. I'm sleeping on the couch.
Boy.
And I I used to have this dream all the time that somebody was breaking in to come get me as a kid. And I saw the window down here. I'm like, damn, I'm right next to the window. Nigga,
are you serious?
Oh, my mama. I told myself, hey, yeah, somebody will come right in and get me. Immediately.
Oh, my God. No.
I had to say, but shut the fuck up. We want some sleep tonight. Please, no anxiety.
No. Bruh,
shut the fuck up.
It's
sometimes.
So funny because if you had not said that, I would have never imagined that you had said that. And it's life is really trippy like that.
For real.
Because you have no idea what's going on in my head. Absolutely. I have no idea what's going on. I would have never thought you said anything like that. Because I would have never thought that.
Bruh, yeah, I had to tell myself, well, shut the fuck up. We trying to sleep tonight, bruh. Chill out. Like,
you a wild boy.
For real, bruh. You had to check your thoughts like that sometimes. You really just gotta look in the mirror sometimes, or the mental mirror, and just be like, shut the fuck up. That wasn't even necessary. That's not real. Nobody said that. That never happened. Just calm down, bro. You do too fucking much sometimes.
Yeah. Agreed. Generally speaking, though, how does your inner world look? Generally speaking.
My inner world, at times, is like, it's very bright. Often, and I say often, I mean like 70% of the time, my inner world is very optimistic about the future. Mm-hmm. 70% of the time.
Yeah.
My inner world is full of faith.
We love it.
It's a loving place. But then there are the 30% of the times where my inner world is extremely judgmental. My inner world is a recovering perfectionist. My inner world can't take in the fact that my outer world don't match it at times. So it's, and depending on which inner world I'm in, the 70 or the 30, well, hell, some days it might be 50, 60, 40, 50, 50, you never know.
Yeah. But
depending on which side of that I'm on today is kind of like where my emotions, where my answers, where my judgment is gonna fall that day. So
yeah,
my inner world, it's a tricky bastard, I tell you that.
It's a tricky bastard.
It's a tricky little something. How about you? How your inner world look?
Let me switch arms because I done lied about gym day. My
can I guess your inner world?
Yeah, guess my inner world.
Food.
I do love food.
Korean skincare. Audiobook. Physical book. Matcha. Food.
Food again.
What is Travis doing? What is he? What is, I haven't heard him in a while. What is he doing? Food. Korean skincare. Matcha. And that's it. That's how your inner world, that's how every girl in the world work, just like that.
First of all, you're wrong. Because, I mean, yours is, oh, LeBron, oh, music, what else do you think about?
He's the GOAT.
I don't even know what else you think about. Music, my wife is so beautiful, I'm so lucky.
True.
I don't know what else yours is, but you're wrong on mine.
A little wrong.
I think on a surface level, you were right.
Facts.
Okay? But on a deeper level, I think that my inner world is like, I'm a walking contradiction. And I've began to be okay with that. I feel like I was so judgmental towards myself because I could never just be one thing. I can never be. And it's just like, why you just can't be? And I feel like in society, we don't embrace people who change their mind often. And I'm a bitch that changed my mind often. Like and my inner world is the same. Like literally some days I'm like, I'm the shit. And some days I'm like, I ain't shit. Like that's just how it is. But I think if we talk in general, generally speaking, I'm a very optimistic person. Mm-hmm. I see the light in everything. I see the beauty in most things. I see the good side of myself. I see the good side of most people. I see everything I ever wanted happening for me. And I feel like you know, we always talk about being in the present moment, and I think that's so important. But I'm a dreamer. I dream a lot about my future, not taken away from the gratitude that I have in the present moment, but I dream a lot. I dream big, and I'm very optimistic about my life, my future with you, our family, career-wise, spiritually speaking, emotionally speaking. You know, yeah, I know. I just feel like it's...
You're a beautiful person.
Oh my God, thank you.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, all in all, it's positive. It's really positive up here. But I feel like as a woman, when I be PMSing, shit get real dark. If you know, you know.
Y'all, they don't know, and they will never know.
Bro, I be like,
y'all will never know.
Bro, like, I think that's when my inner world get really out of pocket. When I be PMSing.
Shit.
Like, for real. Yeah. I be so sad and like be taking every, I be really sensitive. Like, I be having to tell, you will say something like, babe, don't forget, or you don't ever tell me don't forget. I be telling you, baby, don't forget to do XYZ, but babe,
still gonna forget.
Move your shoes over there. Don't put your shoes over there. And I'd be like, why would you say that to me?
Oh God.
Why would you say that to me?
Shout out to all the partners that gotta deal with PMS. I did say it right.
Yeah, it's PMS.
Shout out to all the partners that got to deal with PMS. And it's not for the faint of heart. This shit ain't for the weak.
And it's just like, after all these years, you still don't be getting it sometimes.
It's so different every time. Every time it's so different.
Anywho, I just feel like that is the time when my mental health kind of takes a decline.
Psychopathic decline.
Shut up. But yeah, but again, learning to just be okay with the contradiction that I am, because I changed my mind. Like, even if we talking emotionally speaking, like, okay, I change all the time. But even like about food, I'd be like, nah, that was trash. In a second light, I'd be like, nah, that was fire.
Boy, you get on my nerves with that. Shout out to the partners that got to deal with the foodies, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you people.
And also, I'm a Gemini sun and moon, so I just be...
I don't even know what that means. But one thing,
we can talk about it one day.
Yes, I know we will. One, damn, ain't no hair for me to play with over here.
Well,
I
guess Don, you gonna take my wrap off?
Well, I'm stealing my hands to myself. But one thing you said, accepting that we can be contradictions, I think that's such a beautiful thing, that you acknowledge that we are two things. And they can be opposite ends.
Mm-hmm.
And we can float between the two.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, we often get caught up in the title that this person can't do that kind of thing and this person can't do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful thing, because really when you find groundbreaking art or business or anything, when you find something that's groundbreaking, it's usually coming from two polar opposite fields.
Yeah.
And somebody who can bend and blend them together is like the one who's the architect behind it all.
Yeah.
That's when we get some of the most beautiful work, is when people end up adding contradicting things together to make something beautiful.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like, as far as like, we live in a society where people changing their mind or being something different than they were before is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because change scares most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when, you know, you were one thing, and now, or tomorrow, even a year, or shit, 5 years, you're something different.
Yeah.
It interferes with society's perception of
you. Yeah, you can say the perception of you.
Yeah.
People only got, it's like people only have so much room for other people's changes. It's like a very small window that people have, or a very small box people have for the new you.
Yeah.
And if it's disturbing them, I mean, that's all they own business. It's that shit they got to deal with on their own. But it is very, I guess the word, intriguing to see how, I guess, small-minded people are about people making shifts and changes with their lives.
Yeah.
Even though we're all so different day to day.
Yeah.
But that grace does not seem to be extended a lot of times with the people around you.
Yeah, agreed. You know what, though? I feel like, of course, society you know, tries to box us in, because as human beings, we compartmentalize and we generalize things and people. But I feel like I generalize and compartmentalize myself.
That's a hell of a word.
Compartmentalize.
That's a hell of a word to say. It's like, yeah.
It is a hell. It got hell of a word. Hell of syllables.
Yes.
But I generalize myself. And again, I was afraid to evolve, afraid to have all these different thoughts that contradicted each other, because that version of me interfered with my perception of me.
Yeah, because I perceive myself, right, like a very calm, mellow, chill, flowing guy. But how does that guy also have a perfectionist inside of him that is very judgmental of what he does? It's hard for those two individuals inside of me to like
coexist
inside there. And that's what makes so much chatter.
Yeah.
Is one side is this, one side is that. That's how chatter in our minds is created, our contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a balance in our own lives.
I agree with that 100%. This episode is sponsored by Hungry Root. In this season of my life, things have been extremely busy. And what I eat, my lifestyle is so important to me. So definitely can't allow my healthy eating to fall off at this point. And for that reason, I've been getting a lot of my meals and groceries from Hungry Root. Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They'll send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's a little bit like your personal assistant for healthy living. I love how easy the process is. All you have to do is take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like, what you eat, and more. Then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or you can choose anything you want like I did. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, healthy snacks, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kid snacks, vitamins, supplements, and so much more. I'm plant-based and I live in an area where a lot of the specialty items aren't necessarily available for me. So I definitely stocked up on some snacks for my kids. I also stocked up on my coconut water, chickpeas, tofu. Those are like some of the staples in my household. Right now, Hungry Root is offering For the Healthy Host listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/FTHH to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/FTHH. And don't forget to use our link so they'll know we're the ones who sent you. This episode is sponsored by Lingoda. So, I took Spanish in high school. I then again took Spanish in college, and I left not knowing a thing. And one of my biggest regrets is not paying attention, like taking those classes seriously, because now I'm at a point where I really want to travel the world, Mexico being one of the places that I would love to travel with my family. And I think it's important to engage with the natives of that country. During the past few weeks, I've been relearning Spanish using Lingoda. Lingoda is a platform that makes learning a new language, whether it be English, French, German, Spanish, super easy from the comfort of your own home. Lingoda's language experts have answered the hard questions of what to study and how to study in order to stay motivated and reach fluency. All that's left for you to do is to decide when to study and where to study. I had my first class a couple of weeks ago, and let me tell you, I was like a little kid. My teacher made me feel really, really comfortable and reassured me that mistakes are normal and I won't learn unless I'm making a mistake. It made me really excited to continue this journey of learning Spanish. Lingoda offers a 7-day free trial where you can try 3 group or 1 one-on-one class. If you've been wanting to learn a new language, you might want to try Lingoda. Visit try.lingoda.com/re and use my code RE20 to save 20% off your first month. That's try.lingoda, LINGODA.com/re. Something that I've realized about myself is that I make things so much harder than they have to be. Like I said earlier, like, the hardships in my life, I make them so much harder by complaining about those things.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, and that's like just presently speaking in the present moment. But I feel like I spend a lot of time in the past. It's gotten so much better. But I spend a lot of time in the future making up scenarios to events that may or may not even happen. Like kind of just being pessimistic and pessimistic and expecting the fucking worst.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying shit don't happen. I'm not saying life don't get hard, because life gone life when it went to life.
Yeah.
But we make things so much harder mentally.
Yeah.
Like you start to understand that you're the only person in your way. Mm-hmm. You have the power to think or not think, to project or not project, you know, about these future events that aren't gonna happen. Because the thing about it, and I said this before, our bodies literally don't know the difference between an event actually happening and one that we are thinking. Our nervous system does not know the fucking difference between the two. So, you know, sometimes I think of shit and I'd be like, damn, if that shit actually happened, or did I just actually think of that?
Yeah.
Like, that's how powerful our nervous system is. That's how powerful our bodies are. And it comes to a point where, again, you realize that you're the only person standing in front of you. You're the only person that's making shit harder than what it got to be. Like, yeah, this person was an asshole. Yeah, this event hurt you. You know, this experience pained you. It caused you a lot of emotional pain. But you're making it a lot harder than it has to be. Mm-hmm. Feel it, because I think there's a misconception that we don't need to feel when I say, you know, we making it harder. Feel it. Feel it and move the fuck on. And I think we can't move on because we don't feel shit.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. And because we haven't felt it, we continue to replay it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just at a point in my life now where I'm done making things harder on myself than it has to be. I'm not doing myself any favors. Sometimes I think it can feel like you're protecting yourself. Like, oh, I'm just protecting myself. Like, I'm expecting the worst. So when the worst do come, I'll be prepared. Yeah, I'll be built for this shit.
Everybody know a lot about that.
Yeah. And it don't matter when the worst, quote unquote, the worst actually does come. Because what's the actual worst? We're here.
Yeah.
We're living. But when the worst actually does come, or when the bad actually does come, when the pain comes, you're still not prepared.
Nope.
You're going to feel it again. You're going to feel it all over your body, all over again.
That was great. That was good. It was really good.
Thank you. So I say all that to say, to ask you this question.
Me?
Yes. Oh, I say all that to ask you this. If you had the option to bypass every experience, would you? Or would you experience them again? And I mean every experience that you went through. Would you experience them again? Or would you bypass those experiences if you had the choice?
I definitely think I'm going to feel them again.
Yeah.
Because so many events, like you said, I don't know if they happened exactly how I said they happened.
Mm.
Or has my emotions cropped the image to how I wanted to feel about that situation.
Wow.
Was they really coming for me, or was I being highly sensitive at that moment?
Yeah.
It's so hard to say what really happened in some events. Yeah, you can remember certain things, like he went here, he got this, you can remember certain events, of course, but the emotions about events change when new information or new judgment is found.
Yeah.
You know, you could had a friend your entire life, right? Entire life. Y'all since elementary school, since kids. And then an event happened. And now you looking back and questioning every time they said a joke about you, was they slick getting one off?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now the entire history starting to get shaped because of the emotions of one event.
Wow.
We do that so often in life that I don't know what was really real. So I can never call my truth the truth. It can only be my truth.
It's all an illusion, really.
Yeah.
Like, because what's really real?
what's like, what's, what the fuck is really,
what's really, what's really real?
All of it is real, but also only your part of it is real.
To you.
To you.
To you. Because we can be literally experience the same experience and it affected us two completely different ways because of who we are. Because of our perception.
Our background.
Our background. Skin, so we viewed it different.
Skin color. We
skin
all.
Skin color, gender.
America is one of the biggest, like, easiest examples of, like, we all live in our own illusion.
Yeah.
Like, America is such a blank place for this kind of person, for this type of person.
Yeah.
My experience of America don't look nothing like a white man's experience.
Mm-hmm.
We could
or an Indian man, or Mexican, nobody. Like, even if we, it's like, and it's not limited to color.
No,
like,
gender too.
Gender,
I'm a black
economic,
a black woman.
Yeah, financial status. Do you have a mommy and a daddy in your house? Like it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a two parent household.
So much. Like you said, living in this country, America, so many people, is, I don't know, it could be like this throughout the rest of the world, but I only know our country. So many people have a mixed experience of this country.
Yeah.
Even in a mixed experience of cities, of high schools, anything. Everything is our own illusion.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I will never forget this.
Is it something about the Matrix?
No, it's not the Matrix.
I thought it was coming up. You love the Matrix.
It's not the Matrix. I'm baffled that I'm this person who loves like sci-fi and Matrix. It's just so interesting to me that I'm this person now.
I would never guess that when we first got together you was going to be in the sci-fi and shit. That sounded like
I wasn't who I
was closer to my end.
I wasn't even at my peak self. I don't know if I'm my peak self now, to be honest, but especially when we met. Mm-hmm. But nah, I was going to say Dr. Harper, one of my professors when I was in college. Shout out to Dr. Harper. He is like my favorite. I was living in this world. I think I was about 20 years old. I was living in this world and this man had to tell me that.
White man?
Yeah, he was a white man.
That's a layer to add into it.
Yeah, based on how I look, who I was, my perception of the world is not only it's different, it's schooled, but also that I'm underprivileged. I didn't even know what that.
Yeah, I remember.
Didn't know anything else but what I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had no idea. I just wanted to throw that in there because that's when I first like that. Honestly, sometimes I'd be like, oh, I wish I would have never went to college. But that shit shaped me, and I think it had a lot to do with the person that I am now. Like I would have never like. I was like, whoa, that blew my mind. I was like, wait, what? Because he did this thing where he was like, he made us all line up. And he was like, if you have a mommy and a daddy, step forward. If you have, like, just different things, step forward, step forward.
I think they did that actually on the episode of Power. With the one with the...
Oh, yeah, Tariq.
With Tariq.
Yeah, yes.
Just to see where people start in life. Like,
yes.
You know,
and from that, he just went on a spiel. I'm like... This man is spitting.
He's spitting today.
But I just want to throw that in there because, yeah, that shit matter.
Yeah, our illusions are what we live in. And I'm getting to the point in life where I try not to judge myself or judge anybody else about how they see the world.
Yeah.
Or how they view certain things because I know everybody's shit is so much different.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I've been lucky to find somebody whose illusion is really close to mine.
Yeah.
How we see things is close. But even us, we don't see it exactly the same.
Nah,
though.
We don't.
So, I mean, that's just a good thing to remember. Like, your world is your world and everybody got a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say something. I don't know if you want me to share it, though. Something you told me.
Go ahead.
You was just like, the other day, you was just like, basically, you was just saying that you don't picture yourself winning. I'm paraphrasing, but you was like, in my head, I don't.
I told you the other day that I do have a strong belief that good things happen, just not for me.
Yeah, and it made me so sad.
Yeah, I did. And I do, I mean, I do. I can't even lie. I do have a belief in my head that good things happen. I see good things happen to people all the time. I believe in things. People believe in God. I just sometimes, very often, I have a strong belief that good things just don't happen for me.
But they do.
even when they do, like, I'm happy for them. I'm not like, I just think everything I do sucks, but I had to be honest with myself and be like, yo, I do have a belief that good things don't happen to me. It's kind of like goes back to the thing you said, like, pessimistic outlook, like, I'm preparing myself for the worst.
Yeah. So you're protecting,
like,
yourself.
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah. Like, good things don't happen to me. So when something I do comes back mid or average, I should be happy with that, because at least you got that. At least it ain't bad.
You know what, though? Also, I think unconsciously, we be wanting to prove ourselves. You want to prove yourself right. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you think that good things inherently don't happen for you. So when they don't, like, damn, I was right. Yeah, the brain, the mind just want to be right a lot of times about shit.
And I told you, after I told you that I have a belief that good things don't happen to me. It's like, I tell myself, but I'm fighting the belief every day.
Yeah.
I fight the belief every single day. I don't. And that's the most important thing about this. I do believe good things don't happen for me, but I fight that belief every day and try to do something that will come back special to me.
Yeah. I think the fact that you are able to, one, think it, two, verbalize it to me, now three, verbalize it to the world, that's a deep, deep level of self-awareness that so many people may not ever even touch. And so... yeah, good for you.
Another thing is, like, doing something. I want to emphasize that I do something about it. Once you find out you have a negative belief like mine that good things don't happen to me, once you find that negative belief, you have to work it out.
Yeah,
or you're going to get fatter and fatter inside of you.
Yeah.
I be trying to shrink it all the time when I release music, when I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm putting in work that will contradict it, till one day this belief will be fiction.
Yeah.
That one day I won't believe that shit.
Yeah.
Because I actually put the fucking work in. And I think that's the absent part with a lot of people who have that belief that good things happen, just not for them, is because the work is absent. I feel like once I've made a history of the work, maybe this belief will go away, but until then, I'm going to keep working. I'm not finna just let this shit linger on and keep getting fatter in my mind.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. I wanted to say, though, I brought that up because you mentioned, you know, we have opposing beliefs. You know, I think generally speaking, our idea of the world, our future, it's pretty similar, but things like that, they aren't always the same. And I wanted to say, for me personally, I think it's important to be around people who challenge your perception of a reality, who challenge your beliefs, because I remember it was a time where I didn't want to be around nobody who didn't think just like me. But if you're not around people who challenge your beliefs, you're not allowing yourself to see other people's world. You're not allowing yourself to expand, to grow, or to evolve. And I used to think that, like, oh shit, if they believe different than mine, they might try to challenge me, try to change my mind. But a lot of times people aren't trying to change your mind. They're just, like, wanting you to hear them and see them. And I'm at a point now, if your belief is different than mine, I hear you and I see you. And I feel like, if, again, it goes back to me allowing myself to change my mind if I need to. If that perception or that belief feels it resonates with the being that I am right now, well, shit, it ain't nothing to change my mind.
Well, shit, it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing to change my mind.
You are 100% right, though. It was all facts.
Yeah.
So if you had the opportunity to skip over all your experiences or feel them again, what would you do?
What I say last time? Keep me where I'm at.
Keep me where I'm at.
I'm just playing. You know what? I feel like all the quote unquote bad experiences in my life, I feel like I want to say, no, I don't want to experience those things. I feel like I would say no. I feel like a version of me wants to say no. But who I am today, yes, I would experience every one of those things. And I mean the losses, the people I lost along the way. Mm-hmm. Whew. The people that were never there, who should have been there. Like, all of it. I would experience all of that again, because although that shit was hard, it was painful, I made it harder. I caused a suffering upon myself. I did that to me.
I agree. And then all the good, too.
All the good, all too. The like, good and too. That's the thing. I think sometimes I see, I don't know why your mind first go to all the negative stuff. But so much good has happened in my life.
Yeah.
The good definitely outweighs the bad. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be the person that I am today had I not experienced those things. Like, who would I be? Yeah. I wouldn't even recognize that person. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just think, like, again, I think of the losses. And I'm just happy I got to experience those people. You know, my grandmother, my supervisor. Remember Patrick?
Yes. Yeah.
Him. He was like a father to me. I'm happy mm-hmm. I got to experience him. And, you know, my dad who wasn't there. Sometimes people be better off not in your life. Like
sometimes.
Sometimes. That's
crazy
just,
to say, but yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. I know that sounds crazy to say, but no, I'm. Everything in my life happened exactly how it should have happened. I'm here right now because of all those things that happened. So, it all.
So many things.
Yeah, it all lined up exactly how it was meant to line up. Like, that's the playbook of my life. It was meant to happen that way.
And that shit blows my mind how God be lining things up. You may not see the lineup for a year and a half, 2 years,
bruh,
three,
10.
Like, bruh.
And I'm just thinking about existing. I told you this yesterday. My mother had the audacity.
Oh, shit.
The audacity to tell me, you know, I was on birth control. I was on birth control. You weren't supposed to be here. I'm not even going to get deep into that because that's not the point. But that a light bulb came on for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking miracle. I literally came into this world to fuck some shit up. Do you know how many people, one, are trying to have babies? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, or two, I think a lot of us, because even when we had children, I would never tell my children, like, I ain't trying to have you. I would never tell them
yeah.
that. But we didn't have children on purpose.
No, I don't think.
It wasn't. I think consciously it wasn't on purpose. But maybe unconsciously it was because I wanted to be loved and I wanted to have a family with you.
Yeah.
Maybe. But we ain't going to get into that part. But so many of us weren't planned out. And I think that in its own is a testimony to the miracle that all of us are.
Yeah,
that we exist.
Yeah. You're blowing my mind a little bit.
I'm blowing your mind?
Yeah, because
that shit, I was in my own head, blowing my own mind when I was thinking about it. I was just like, I'm a fucking miracle. Like, I literally hear Oprah say, that sperm hit that egg. Like, you weren't even supposed to be here. She was like, you don't even realize you're a miracle.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't take none of that shit back. Like,
so you ain't experiencing it all. You're going through it again.
That's mine, that's true, and I'm gonna stick beside him.
Yeah,
I would experience it all again because I wouldn't have met you.
Yeah,
you know,
all of it. I take it all again. I just want to experience it all again to see if I was wrong, if I was right. Was they in the wrong, the quote unquote wrong? Because I mean, wrong ain't necessarily
it's subjective.
It's so subjective, right? Was they in the wrong? Was I in the wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that, but everything we went through just gave us better season.
Yeah. Also, knowing that I made that shit harder for most of my life.
A lot of things we make harder.
Yeah.
Our inner critic does that shit to us.
For sure.
And I feel like I feel like we also ultimately give our inner critic such a hard time for him just doing his job too. Right, the voice in your head is only really one voice, if you ask me, right? But he has to listen to all the emotions to where it feels like there are more voices than one when he just speaking to every department really quickly, right? So our inner voice is, our inner critic is our inner voice, the same peaceful inner voice that guides us through life, and that's the same person. It's just at certain times, he has to say what you feeling or what the other departments might be thinking.
Yeah.
Kind of like the president of the mind. He might not want to.
The president.
Of the mind, yeah.
Funny.
He at the podium. He has to say exactly what he has to say. It's not like he wants to say it. It's your feelings. He has to say it to you or this shit not real. Like, it's not his fault all the time. The inner critic just not a mean. Your inner critic just not super mean and just don't care about you. He does. It's just like he has to say this shit.
That's the issue, though. He cares too fucking much.
Care too fucking much, maybe. But he has to say that shit. He has to get it out.
Yeah.
So sometimes give yourself a break because, I mean, you have to hear. Someone has to tell you those hard things. Sometimes a lot of us have developed an ignorance of the inner critic. Well, then somebody got to give you some tough love and tell you some shit you don't want to hear then.
Yeah.
That's what other people who tough love is for. And people who ignoring their inner critic, ignoring their feelings and thoughts. Well, somebody finna have to go ahead and sit you down and go and tell you what's really.
Not sit you down.
Oh, my mama. Like, sometimes people have to be like, hey, kid, you wilding right now.
Yeah.
Totally wild. I know you trying to. You wilding right now, kid.
For sure. I feel like with the inner critic, like, you have to keep it real with yourself. Mm-hmm. Never don't. Wait, how am I trying to say this? Never not keep it real with yourself. Facts. You have to keep it real with yourself, but do it gently.
As possible.
Do it gently. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just try to be a little gentle. Because the inner critic, when she come through, she going to come through. Yeah, and facts. You really just got to, it's a fine line between listening to the inner critic, but also being gentle.
Mm-hmm. It's like I said earlier, like I judge myself pretty harshly. But judgment ain't because I just like to be mean to myself. It's because, like, I check myself so I can live up to who I say I am or whatnot. I'm trying to be a better person, so I be checking myself when I do shit.
Yeah.
I don't be trying to be mean to me. I be trying to put me in the right way, in the right direction type shit. And, like, it goes back to, like, like you said, trusting the inner critic, that he's not necessarily judging you, but he has to say this to you. But it's not necessarily always real either. That's not the inner critic's job to be real. That's your logical part of your mind that's thinking that has to be real. It's not your inner critic's job to be real. I think too often we believe our inner critic is the truth. That's the truth about me.
Yeah.
Like I said, my inner critic or whatever my belief, my belief that good things don't happen for me, that shit is not the actual reality, though. You look around me, my actual reality is telling me something different. Good things are happening all around me. I got a house, car, I got a beautiful wife, kids. I got things around me giving me that evidence. But since I have personal goals inside of me, my inner critic is just basing it off of what I feel, off my personal goals, not my actual reality.
Yeah.
So we can't necessarily ever expect our inner critic to be 100% right.
Agreed. I think, you know, a large part of today's conversation, we were talking about negative thoughts and experiences, because I think those are what a lot of us deal with and we don't necessarily want to deal with. But dealing with the negative thoughts is a necessary. It's a must. I said unnecessary. Does that make sense? It's a must.
It's necessary.
It's necessary, yeah. And it's a must, because in order for us to get through those feelings, we have to acknowledge them. Nothing that has went untended to is ever solved. You have to deal with that shit. But on another note, when we think about our positive thoughts, our positive feelings, it really requires little to no thinking. I think a lot of times we just be overthinking shit. We be thinking too much. I recently learned the difference between a thought and thinking. A thought is a noun. It's a download from divine consciousness. Thinking is a verb. Thinking is when we like start, kind of think about overthinking, is when we start to thinking about the thought. And a thought creates, because again, it's a download from divine consciousness. Thinking destroys. Think about, you know, oh, a thought you had, damn, I want to start a magazine. And when you get to thinking about it, more than likely you start tearing that idea down.
Like, the energy.
Like, damn. Yeah exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And when we think about positive thoughts, usually it was a feeling first. It may be unconscious, but that shit was a feeling first, because positive feelings like love, abundance, joy, it requires little to no thinking, because we were born that way. That's our default setting. That's our factory default setting. And it gets fucked up because we lived a little bit of life. We experience pain. We experience heartbreak. We experience failure. All these low vibrational feelings that really, they low, but they kind of high because they're the story that's us. They're the reason we are who we are today. But because we experience those things, we carry them. We carry them. Again, they become a part of who we are. They become a part of our nervous system. And our nervous system, they don't forget this shit. You will never forget how you feel. You will never forget how a person or experience made you feel. But because of all that, we tend to have these low vibrational feelings. We tend to overthink. And a part of the journey that I'm on right now, I'm just really trying to get back to my default settings. I'm trying to get back to my factory settings of love, abundance, joy, optimism, because that's inherently who we are. We were born that way. When you think about a baby ain't got a care in the world. Just laughing, you know, it's simple. Human beings are, we're simple, but we're yet so complex. And I'm really just trying to get back to my default settings of who I truly am.
That was good. It was a lot. It was a lot packed in there.
It was a lot packed in there.
There's a lot of quotables.
A lot of quotables.
Undetected, unresolved. That was hard.
Thank
that
you.
That was really tough. And then the factory settings is really tough. I never even thought about it. Like, at that point, just trying to get back to what we was born naturally with. Mm-hmm. Get back to the factory settings.
Mm-hmm.
Before we adjusted things so we could survive.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think of. We was all pretty much at the factory, like, set the same way until our environments, our upbringing forces us to start tweaking things about us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm mind blown. I don't want no more information. I can't take no more.
I can't take no more.
That was good though.
Thank you.
With that being said,
it was lovely to have this conversation with you today. With you, I mean our community, and also I mean with you, Mr. Sunset Tim. But for real, thank y'all for spending time with us. It means the absolute world to us. We're sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, all of the factory settings.
Do you look at him when you talk to him?
No, I don't, because when I'm saying it, I'd be like, my eyes be closed anyway.
Oh, okay, I like to look at them.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, you know, I'd like to look at them.
But we're sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, all of your default, all of your factory settings that are inherently yours. We're sending you all of that. Yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.